USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Vice President Harris will meet with the two black Tennessee lawmakers who were expelled for leading gun violence protests in Nashville. Harris will meet with Democratic state reps Justin Jones and Justin Pearson. The two were ousted from the state legislature for demonstrations on the floor following the deadly school shooting in Nashville last month. The majority of Nashville council members say they'll vote to reinstate expelled state representative Justin Jones. Video reportedly shows a bystander ignored dying Cash App founder Bob Lee as he begged for help.
The 43-year-old creator of the mobile payment app was found stabbed to death near downtown San Francisco early Tuesday morning. Surveillance footage obtained by the San Francisco Standard shows Lee lifting his shirt to show a driver of a parked car his stab wound, but collapsed to the ground as the car drove off. No arrests have been announced, and the incident has sparked outrage over San Francisco's growing crime problem.
That's Mark Mayfield reporting. Republicans are pushing back against President Biden's plan to prevent bans on transgender athletes. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced proposed changes to Title IX that would disallow blanket bans against transgender athletes at schools. Former University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines says she was assaulted by trans rights protesters on the campus of San Francisco State University. Gaines tweeted that she was ambushed and physically hit twice by a man. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin called the plan an attack on our daughters and every female athlete across America. Chocolate poisoning in dogs shoots up during Easter time. In 2022, the number of cases surged 123% higher than all other times of the year, excluding December. An expert from the Kennel Club adds that dogs' keen sense smell allows them to sniff out treats. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Maryland or Virginia, both are vying for the new FBI headquarters, which could be hitting a new roadblock. Some House Republicans don't want it built and introduced a bill to stop all spending. Maryland Governor Wes Moore calls the move dangerous and another reason why his state should be chosen. The Internal Revenue Service is hiring a lot more people.
On Thursday, the IRS said it will add up to nearly 30,000 new staffers and put new technology to work over the next 2 years. The additions are part of an $80 billion investment plan to improve tax enforcement and customer service. More than 8,000 of those new hires will be enforcement staff. The tax agency will continue beefing up customer service after adding 5,000 new taxpayer services staff to answer phones, reopen taxpayer assistance centers, and process tax returns. I'm Skip Kelly.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles fully supports an independent study of the relationship between the British monarchy and the slave trade in the 17th and 18th centuries. The study is a PhD project by a University of Manchester historian. Buckingham Palace is granting researchers full access to the Royal Archives and the Royal Collection. Preparations are being made in Hartford for a parade and rally to celebrate the UConn men's basketball team winning the NCAA championship. UConn defeated San Diego State Monday night to win the team's fifth national title. Tomorrow's parade steps off from the state capitol at 11:30 a.m. Dave Collins, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA! Yeah.